The summer of 1881, in the Thumb of Michigan, had been hot and dry. There hadn't been much rain. And starting in late summer, small fires began to burn. So by September, everything was dry as a tinder box. Robert Wade and his wife Jane had a small farm outside of Harbor Beach. The farm was about a mile north of town and maybe a mile and a half in from Lake Huron. They lived there with their three children, two girls and a boy. And when they woke up Monday morning, September 5th, 1881, things were different. For the past month or so, they had gotten used to the smell of burning things. Small fires had been burning all around their place. They had gotten used to the smoke that was always in the air and the burning in your lungs from breathing this air. But that morning, something was different. As they went about their business during the day, the sky got darker and darker. You could see the ash hanging in the air. You could stare at the sun, and it didn't hurt your eyes. So by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, it was getting darker instead of lighter. Now, throughout the summer, Jane had begged Robert to pack things up and to move away, get closer to the lake, because the fires would come. And Robert had said, the old-timers who had lived through that fire in 71, they had said this had gone on for months before that fire came through. But Jane just remembered the stories of those people, the stories of how just 10 years before people had run for their lives as the fire swept through, how people lost everything. And as they had to wade into Lake Huron up to their neck and watch everything burn, those were the stories she remembered. They realized that day in September was different, and they decided they would have to be ready. Jane didn't want to lose everything. So that morning they began to dig trenches, and they brought things from the house. They took apart the cradle. They brought the clock. They brought anything they could think of that they wanted to save, and they buried it in those trenches. They placed things down in their well so maybe they wouldn't lose everything. Robert decided that they would load up the wagon and they would have it hitched to the horses, waiting. They would turn the stock loose, and when the animals headed for the lake, they knew it would be time to run. Their three children brought what little they had out of the house. Each had one prized possession which they kept with them so they wouldn't lose that. And by noon, it was so dark the lanterns had to be lit in the house. The wind began to be different. And the heat began to grow. And off to the west and to the south, the sky began to glow red. Little did they know that a wall of fire, leaping 200 feet into the air, had begun at Saginaw Bay and was blowing eastward toward them. They looked at the sky, and the sky glowed red and yellow, and it moved and undulated as if it were a living creature breathing. And the winds increased. The hot winds began to blow, and they blew faster and harder, so that by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it was as if a hurricane were coming. And suddenly, out of nowhere, the barn exploded. The horses and wagon were thrown 100 yards, killing the horses, destroying the wagon, and explosions began all around the house. The charred trunks from the fire 10 years before were exploding in the heat. And as Jane and Robert and their children ran from the house, they realized they had waited too long. Their farm was surrounded by fire, and they watched as balls of fire leapt through the air. You see, fire makes its own wind. And Robert knew they had waited too long. As he watched the flames come closer and surround his house, he took his wife and his children. They went to the green cornfield, and he laid them in the trenches. He placed quilts over them and brought bucket after bucket of water. And then he went back to fight the fire at his house. Throughout the afternoon and through the night, he fought the fire. And by daybreak, Robert Wade was still alive. His house was gone. He was burned. He was tired. And he went to find his family. Later on that morning, neighbors had come. Neighbors who had survived the fire because 13 people had been in their well, standing in water up to their waist. They had been too afraid to leave until morning. All they heard was the sound of the fury of the fire and the explosions. And they felt the heat and the choking smell of the smoke. But they had survived. Their house was still standing. It hadn't been burned to the ground. Everything else around their place was gone, but not their house. They found Robert sitting on the ground, rocking, huddled over what was left of his family. Next to the bodies of his wife and his children was the charred carcass of a black bear. And in his arms he held his 5-year-old son. And clutched in the child's hand was a tin bank with a few pennies in it. They took Robert Wade with them. And that night, as they bound his burns and they tried to get him to sleep, Robert Wade was a broken man. And in the night, he got up and he took a lantern and he walked through the charred fields. And people saw that lantern moving and floating almost. And they heard Robert's voice calling on the wind for his wife and his children. And in the morning, they found Robert Wade dead. Robert Wade and his wife Jane and his 3 children are buried in a mass grave in the Rock Fall Cemetery at Harbor Beach. And throughout the Thumb, there are monuments to the 282 people who died, to the 15,000 people who were left homeless by a wall of fire that in a matter of 4 hours decimated over 2,000 square miles. Some of the old-timers there will tell you when you hear that wind coming in off the lake. Some people say it is just the wind, but other folks will say it's the cries of the people who died in that fire, and also the cries of the people who survived.